This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
The only hole we're going to fill with new dollars in transportation is a pothole.
Sean Wilson, Governor-elect John Bel Edwards' pick for state transportation secretary, addressed the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday and made it clear alleviating the $12 billion backlog in road work is going to require a hike in fuel taxes.
DOTD does not receive any general funds from the state, so our entire budget is based on the gas tax, and it's based on federal matching dollars. The most important thing is if you don't have the dollars at the state level to make the match, none of it will come.
Wilson, who is the current DOTD chief of staff, also gave a rundown of the top four priority projects for the new administration.
Providing relief on the I-10 corridor east and west of the bridge here in Baton Rouge. An improved interchange at the I-10 in Loyola in New Orleans as the city builds another billion-dollar terminal.
That's the New Orleans airport exit. Wilson also says continuing work on I-49 south from Lafayette is a must.
We won't get the full value of that investment that the nation has made, that the state has made, that the bond community has made without finishing I-49 south.
They also want to prep for high-speed rail between Baton Rouge and New Orleans and also along the I-20 corridor in North Louisiana. Projects, Wilson says, will take more than 1 or 2 years to get rolling.
But there's some things that we can do to get the planning process moving, to get components of it done, to make it easier to build when the resources are there to make that happen.
The new administration takes office next Monday. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.